Our scriptures today begin in the Hebrew text in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 7 through 14. Listen for the word of God. For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together, a great company. They shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the waste of the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from the hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud in the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never anguish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their full of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord.
Our New Testament lesson this morning comes from John 1, verses 1 through 18. And this is one of my favorite times of the year, and this is one of my favorite gospel lessons. Just because it gives us a chance to start again. This time of the year, we're starting a new year. We're starting at the beginning of 2015. And in the book of John, we're starting from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and in the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, and the glory of his Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him, and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." It's interesting to hear Dave say that I'm filling the pulpit, because I need to be back there. I want to be out here. So, please accept me standing this close to you. I like being close to people. I like being close to God. And this is one of the passages that brings me closer to God. There is a story that was told by a friend of mine about a father and his son. The son grew up and moved away, went to college in a far-off state, became a doctor, and became a doctor in a far-off state. And the son did not contact the father as often as he liked. Every once in a while he would call. And the father was always glad to hear from him, and the son always apologized, saying, "I wish I had contacted you more often. I wish I was closer to you." And the father said, and maybe this is the reason I like the story, the father said, "Alexander Graham Bell was a great man. He invented the telephone so that you and I could be cheek to cheek at any time we wished. And God gave us Jesus so that he could be closer to us at any time. That's the reason Jesus came, so that we could be closer to God, so that we could be closer to the one who loves us." Did you get good gifts for Christmas? Did you give good gifts for Christmas? What did you give God? What do you think God wanted for Christmas? Did he have a list? I remember when I was a kid, sit down on the floor. Today would have been my brother's birthday. I'd several years ago, but happy birthday to Steve. The two of us would lay on the floor side by side. And I could have anything that was on a left-hand page, and he could have anything that was on a right-hand page, through the catalog and pick out the stuff that we wanted. Except for that women's... Just go right... Well, nobody's interested in that. Yeah, I had to be a little bit older. I don't think there was anything in that catalog that God would have wanted. What do you think God would have on his Christmas list? I'll bet there's just one thing there. Love. He wants to be loved. Which is really the only thing that should be on our Christmas list too. To be loved by him. To be loved by the people around us. The people that we're close to. Love. It's a powerful emotion. It's something that's hard to give away. It's something that's easy to receive. It's also something that's hard to receive. How has your life gone? How's your love life? Mine's kind of changed over the years. I know that when I was in my teens and made a commitment to love Jesus, it was pretty easy for me those first few years. I was very dedicated and kind of drifted away. I know when I went off to college, I drifted further. I kind of was living life for myself at that point. I was interested in experiencing things, trying new things, having a good time. I wasn't living my life for Christ. I was living my life for myself. I did that for a few years and then changed again and became kind of interested in money. And I lived my life for money. I did things for money. It became real important to me. Much more important than it ever should have. My life changed again, and I started living my life for my family, for my spouse and my kids. God sort of came back into the picture a little bit. Are you seeing any similarities in your life? I think a lot of us go through some of those same stages. I kind of became a people pleaser. Someone would ask me to do something, and I'd say, yeah, I can do that. Because I wanted to make... Through that time period when I wanted to make myself happy, I kind of went through a time period where I wanted to make other people happy. And then I'm changing again and deciding that I really need to make God happy and started living my life to please God. And I found amazing things happened when I started trying to please God was that I was much happier than when I was trying to please myself. I was much happier than when I was trying to please the other people around me. By pleasing God, by dedicating myself, my life, the things I do to Him. It made all of the difference in the world for me. Kind of takes us back to the beginning. And that's the great thing about the beginning, is that God gives us an uncounted number of beginnings. At any time in your life, you can go back to, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Anytime your life is not going the way you want it to go, anytime you're experiencing hard times, anytime you say, just wish I could start over, Lord. You can. You can start over. There is a new beginning for you all the time, any time that you want to take it. You just need to be brave enough to take it. You don't have to go through all those same steps each time. Hopefully, you can start in a new place with a new beginning to please God and find that it pleases you too. Pleasing God pleases me more the more often that I do it. I said no to God for a long period of time. You may have found yourself saying no to Him over various different things. Sometimes it's hard to say yes to God, but it's awfully rewarding. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for offering us new beginnings. Thank you for allowing us to make mistakes. Thank you for giving us your Son and allowing us to welcome Him into our lives. And giving us the freedom to, at times, walk away from Him until we realize that we need Him. We need to be with God. We need to be with your Son. Thank you for allowing us to have so many beginnings in this sanctuary this morning. We invite God into our hearts. We invite God into our lives. Help us to make 2015 a year of a new beginning. I feel your air coming into my lungs. My breathing is breathing for myself and for Christ who is within me. The only reason I'm breathing, Lord, is for you. That my life before, very probably wasn't worth living. But with your breath of life inside me, with me living my life for you, not for me, not for other people, but for my God, it makes such a difference inside me, which can allow me to make a difference in the people around me. When they see you and your love radiating from me, let them recognize that it's the love of God. It is the light of the world. I welcome you into my life. I breathe you in this morning. I want to take you with me out into the world. I want others to recognize me as a child of God. Amen.